A bill signed into law this week could lead to more than a dozen empty storefronts in downtown Sacramento. This is the legislation ending cash bail in California starting October 1st of next year.
Yeah, you've probably noticed those storefronts around 8th and J Streets near the Sacramento County main jail. Now, those bail bondsmen say they will probably close up shop as a result of the new law. And that raises questions about what might happen to their storefronts, which aren't too far away from Golden One Center and Downtown Commons.
Of course, there's been a lot of revitalization projects going on in parts of downtown over the past few years. Any chance that could happen with these bail bond stores?
Well, possibly, but it is important to remember that even though these storefronts are near areas that have received hundreds of millions of dollars in public and private investment, the blocks where the bail bond agencies are located have posed some challenges in the past. Some buildings on those blocks appear blighted and abandoned, and these bail bond offices aren't necessarily big spaces either. Some are less than 1,000 square feet, which could make for another challenge. At least one local official, Sacramento City Councilman Steve Hansen, says he's optimistic about the future of these spaces. He cited efforts such as the Downtown Sacramento Partnership's Retail Recruiter Program, which could be key in filling those spaces.
Also downtown, the Firestone Public House Bar and Restaurant at 16th and L Streets is getting a new name, and this is because of a trademark dispute with the tire company Bridgestone Brands.
Basically, Bridgestone has a trademark on the Firestone brand and accused the downtown bar of violating that trademark. The two sites have reached a settlement agreement, and the bar will change its name as a result of that agreement.
Well, when will the name change happen?
The operators of the restaurant have 9 months to rename it, but the change could happen sooner. And apparently nothing will change as far as the menu goes. So if you remember, this all goes back to the building's past. The bar fills a space that used to be a Firestone tire shop, and that's how it got to be known around town as the Firestone Building.
Intel is adding employees to its Folsom site. Intel is the Sacramento area's largest tech company. What kind of jobs are they filling?
Well, this is interesting because we don't know exactly why the semiconductor maker is doing this hiring. But we do know that it recently listed 22 different positions for job openings in Folsom. Most of those Folsom positions require a master's degree plus several years of experience. And they run the gamut from graphics software engineers to apps developers. Of course, these positions would join the thousands of employees that Intel already has in Folsom.
So they're adding workers now in Folsom, but didn't Intel cut some workers there a couple years ago?
Yeah, that's right. In 2016, Intel said it would cut 12,000 workers overall, including 269 from Folsom. Now, this latest hiring spree could be a sign that Intel went too far with those job cuts in 2016. But there's also another possibility. It could mean that Intel is adding resources for a new specific project.
Sonia Sarge from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.